Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers. Another very productive point weekend for you last weekend, Tom. You obviously love six, but big picture, getting four and a half points every weekend is pretty darn good, isn't it?
For sure. And, you know, all you want to do is win your weekends. And we've won every weekend so far. And when you win your weekends, you put yourself in good shape.
I think you had 14 players in the scoring column again last week. How has depth in scoring given you the record that you've got?
Yeah, once you get to four, it helps, three or four. And it is nice to spread the wealth a little bit because you don't want to be so reliant on one line or one player, that's for sure.
Mitch Wolf, honored by the league. Points from defense versus points from forwards where you quote-unquote expect it. How does that flip the script too for a weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Like, you know, Wolfie does have sneaky offense, and he has such good legs, and his legs put him in a great spot last week. And he, you know, obviously he put a puck on net right there, and it was more of a seeing eye shot. But you know, he also was a heck of a play coming out of the zone, and he created some separation. And once he had a little space, it gave him a little confidence. He got a little juice on that backhand, and again, a lot of times, again, it's hard to react to a backhand, and the goaltender struggled with it.
Goes without saying that if a defenseman jumps up, somebody's got to go take that D-man spot. Do you like how your forwards are recognizing when your D is going and covering that spot?
Well, when they do, yeah, there's times they don't, and that's what's frustrating. We've watched enough video this year where we've only had one D back, and it's not hard. If you see a D below the top of the circles or below the dots, like, somebody better get back, you know? And so that's, you know, it can be – can be a headache at times, but our guys are getting better and better at it. It's just, again, as time goes on, it's just you kind of clean those things up a little bit.
Your decor is, again, without Issa Parekh. Is he getting close?
Yeah, I think so. Again, it's just week to week now.
You're also going to be without Jake McClain. How does that change the makeup of that fourth line and maybe what you want that line to accomplish?
I want there's no change in what we want them to accomplish. It's just there's just different personnel on there right now. And Jake was playing with a lot of confidence, and he was getting a lot more minutes. And it's a big loss for us, but as is Issa. But, you know, guys always have to step up. So everybody gets opportunity. They can step up and, you know, and just seize the moment.
More with Coach Cerutari when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutari. Tom, the league has made a change this year. You're allowed to travel everybody on a given weekend. Your two injured guys aren't on this trip. But what was kind of the thought process on why that change was made?
Well, just why not is more the thing. Like, it's, you think about it. I mean, a little bit of it's cost containment, but it's not that much. I mean, you're getting hotel rooms anyway. And, I mean, when we flew, we went less, you know, against in Bowling Green, you know, but it's not that much more. And I think it's just better off. It's a better, you want to have student athlete experience. It's a better student athlete experience. And it was a no brainer. It went 9-0 and it took about, I mean, the vote took like 2 seconds. So, I mean, it's common sense.
It certainly gives a team the team feel, correct, when everybody's here and you're not maybe leaving a guy or two back?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, these guys are a tight group, and when you leave one or two guys back, I mean, hey, if you're injured, you're injured. What are you going to do? But, I mean, when you're leaving one or two healthy bodies back or three healthy bodies back, it's just – I feel bad for them. And, again, we need – you know, it's a high-level hockey. Again, it's not that much more expensive. Let's make sure we keep the team together and make sure, again, everybody has a good experience.
I remember back in the old WCHA days when teams were flying to Anchorage all the time. It seemed like at least a couple times a year, maybe a goalie got hurt on a Friday night and the team's got to scramble and, you know, do we try to fly somebody to Anchorage, you know, that third goalie and whatnot. This makes things a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And there's always, you're right, Schultzy, there's always an extenuating circumstance. Now, we actually have moved up. It used to be 21 or 22. I think back in the day, it was 21 was the travel party. Then it went to 22, then 23. Then we went to 24. Well, if you're going to go to 24, you know, give the option for all the guys to go. Now, if we were sitting in the 30s with players, that's different. But we're not. And there's teams in our league that have 30s. So I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if I'd bring the whole team if I had that many bodies, because now it does become a cost factor. And it gets difficult. So – but again, we have 27 bodies, and it's the right thing.
Back onto the ice, your power play had not scored a bunch. Now they have scored a bunch. What's changed?
It's all the time. It just always, things always change. Again, Schulze, I said it 2 weeks ago, I think, in my press conference. It's like owning a house and it's like owning a car. There's always, you're always trying to fix something, you know, with your team. And there's, again, the power play is always going to be a roller coaster. Every team in the country is going to be a roller coaster. There's times where, again, you're living right, and there's times you're not going to live right. So what's going on? We were living right for a game or two. So we'll find out if that continues on, and maybe we'll have a cold spell, but then we're going to be hot again. And that's just take a look at everybody in the country, and it's the same scenario, and it's the same world we all live in.
Has the increased production been a result of the changes that you guys made, or puck luck, or both?
We've changed. Yeah, I mean, I think you got to try to, you know, it's probably a testament to everything. I mean, there's been some changes in personnel, and there's some puck luck, and, you know, it's just, who knows? Schulze, it's really hard for me to answer that question because none of us know. I'm just spitballing the if I do, but it's just, again, it's just typical power play is always going to be a roller coaster. And no, you know, we got four goals in the last couple games, and it's our last three games. It's really nice to have, and hopefully we can keep it going, and who knows why, but sometimes too, when guys are feeling it, they're feeling it. And that's probably a big, big thing. And hey, maybe we're winning more draws, things that we don't even realize, if we really wanted to dissect everything. But, you know, if you make one play and you get one shot through and then you have one puck recovery, you know, you can do a lot of different things with it.
Where does their power play stress your penalty kill this weekend?
Well, we got to make sure we don't get extended. They got two good power play units. Trembecki can shoot the puck a ton on the one, so we got to honor him. And then the other unit, you know, we got Gordon as a bumper, and you got Max Koskoperty on the half wall, which they've had those guys together for 3 years. Those guys are pretty good. And we just got to make sure we don't get extended. We have to